This is Merrimack Valley Radio, 980 WCAP, reminding you that the opinions expressed on the air are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent the positions of the management of 980 WCAP or its sponsors. We invite all callers and viewpoints, provided your identity is offered on the air or through email, text, letter, Facebook, Twitter, or any other communication. 980 WCAP is locally owned and operated, serving the Merrimack Valley from our studios and offices at 243 Central Street in Lowell. We broadcast 24 hours a day at 5,000 watts at an assigned frequency of 980 kilohertz by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Our website is 980WCAP.com. All prizes that are awarded are at the discretion of the radio station and are for use by winner over age 21 at their own risk and responsibility for anything associated with the prize, including travel and any taxes. 980 WCAP is an equal opportunity employer. All job inquiries can be addressed to our offices or by calling 978-454-0404. 980 WCAP encourages internship programs to build the future of radio, and interested students may contact us with a letter from their high school or college. Thank you for listening, and please support the advertisers helping to bring you Merrimack Valley Radio. 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
25 to 30 years of administration that we've had in this city that has only represented one district in this city. I'll say it. It'll be reported tomorrow. Tommy's going to report it.
You bet. Say it.
I'll tell you, Tommy's got a lot of balls to be in here tonight.
Welcome back. Ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you left.
I still can't believe Mary was on hold for a year before I came back. I put her on hold on my last show and I forgot about her.
A lot of patience, that Mary.
Mary from Lawrence. Now, there's another race in Lawrence. We talked about the Michael Plant race. There's another race in Lawrence that is very hotly contested because Willie Lantigua has really targeted two people. Michael Plant and Grisel Silva, who always acting of professionalism.
Wait a minute. I thought Grisel was on his team.
She was on his team, but then she wasn't on his team, but then she was on his team again.
Yeah.
And then they had a falling out, and she was off his team. And then remember when they were going after him on the first recall, she called it racism because she was on his team again.
Okay.
And then he, I guess, I don't know if he didn't give her what she wanted or whatever, but then she became his enemy again. So depending on what time it is, wait, what time is it? It's a little after 11. I think she's still his enemy. At the moment.
Okay.
And so he has targeted her for defeat in this election. Now, what he is doing is actually, I think it's going to be a net sum gain of zero for Willie, because here's how this is going to work out. He put someone in the race against Grisel who's most likely going to beat Grisel. Her name is Estella Reyes. And again, not campaigning, not interviewing, not knocking on doors, not doing anything.
Doesn't Grisel have a big following by now?
Grisel has a huge following in District B, but let's remember she's got some negatives too. You know, there was the whole, you know, suicide attempt and ramming the husband's car and taking the pills and finding the gun and, you know, all those legal issues that she had.
Something about a fire?
Yeah, they were jumping over the fire. Although I don't think that made the paper. I think we just talked about it here when she jumped over the fire and fell in, which had to be the funniest radio we've ever done. You should Google that because it's definitely podcast. And so he put a woman in the race called Estelle Reyes to defeat Grisel. And I think that there's a really good chance he gets Grisel pushed out. But what Willie's doing is he's got radio commercials running on Spanish language radio saying vote for Estelle Reyes. And it's Reyes, 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 Reyes. Every time you put on Spanish language radio, even if you don't understand Spanish, every fifth word is Reyes, whether it's a caller, whether it's the talk show host, or whether it's a commercial, it's Reyes, Reyes, Reyes. So he's gonna end up, I think, unless she really pulls off a miracle at the end, I think he's gonna end up pushing Grisel off the council. But here's how it works against Willie.
By the way, is this lady related to Israel?
No.
Reyes?
Okay. No, but Israel Reyes' brother,
yeah,
Sammy Reyes, who's a member of the school committee, is challenging a Willie Lantigua candidate in District D up in Tower Hill. So any of the Latinos who live in Tower Hill who are listening to Spanish language radio, all they're hearing is Reyes, 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 Reyes every single day.
Oh, that's funny.
So what happens is he ends up, if it works out the way he wants, he ends up pushing out Grisel, but it's a zero-sum gain for him because I think Sammy Reyes ends up crushing Oneida Aquino at the ballot box.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're saying that if enough Latinos in the Lawrence area hear Reyes, they're going to think it's Sammy? They're going to vote for Sammy?
Yeah, I think they're going to say it's got to be Reyes. Big Jack Baldwin's in the studio joining us. Grab a microphone. Welcome. Part of the CAP family. By the way, I guess I'm technically considered staff now, aren't I? Like, did you ever think you'd see that happen?
That's scary.
Yes,
that's very scary, Tommy.
That's Twilight Zone scary.
I know.
Did you come in for, like, do you want to talk about something?
No. I just wanted to hang out. I got no place to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm sick of babysitting you for crying out loud.
Wow.
I feel like the NBC censor.
If they were good, it would be a babysitter. I'm glad it was you.
I get
between you and Sean.
I picked you. Thank you, buddy.
978-454-4980. So yeah, what's gonna happen is. That they hear Reyes, 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 and at the end of the day, there's going to be a significant enough people who are going to go out and vote for Sammy Reyes in D, thinking Willie's supporting Sammy Reyes in D, and so it's going to be... So really, the only way Willie gets to gain a vote on the council is if he defeats Mark LaPlante, and that's why he's personally knocking on doors in that district trying to get Mark out, because really, if you have 7 of 9 councilors, that's not enough, right? I mean, if you're the mayor and you got 7 bobbleheads that'll give you everything that you want, you only need 5 votes, that's not enough. You got to get those other 2 people out of there. I mean, imagine the arrogance.
Just to make sure.
Just imagine the arrogance. Like, seriously.
Just to make sure.
I know you mentioned earlier that you think that Mark's in trouble.
Yeah, he is.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, I really...
Well, I know there's been a little redistricting going on.
He's gained some Latinos in his district, and the other thing is that it's going to be a very low turnout. Now, normally in a very low turnout, a low turnout favors the incumbent.
Right.
But in a Willie Lantigua-backed candidate race, you have to assume that the Willie Lantigua-backed candidate is running as the incumbent. Because he's the guy out there putting his stamp of approval on this guy. And so it doesn't matter who it is. Again, Randy Jamie, I don't even... If he walked in the studio right now, I wouldn't even know what he looked like. Has not shown up at one debate, hasn't gone on TV, hasn't knocked on any doors, hasn't done an interview, hasn't... And by the way, won't even answer the phone. If you read the Alabama Eagle Tribune, every story about that race is Mark LaPlante said XYZ, Randy Jamie would not return phone calls, right? So, I mean, the guy's nowhere, and yet, in the primary, he got like 150 write-in votes to challenge Mark LaPlante. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be like a 15 or 20 vote difference between him and Mark LaPlante, because you've got, he's not running against Randy Jamie, he's running against Willie Lantigua.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oof.
It's tough stuff.
Hey, while we're talking about elections, can I get this in? Because this is why I make the big money.
Oh, absolutely. And then we'll take a call.
WCAP's live election coverage coming up on Tuesday night, November 8th, from the Blue Shamrock in Lowell, is sponsored in part by Maycom Federal Credit Union,
Yay.
Buddy. Yeah, with auto loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. For more information, go to MaycomFCU.org.
Now, let me ask you a question about
Maycom. That's radio at its best right there, buddy.
You've got a great radio voice, you know.
That's going to say, just compare the two voices here. We've got one, like, professional radio voice.
Yeah,
and one
horrible radio voice.
Well, you'll get a face for radio, though, Tom.
Exactly. Well, there is that.
Now, Maycom Credit Union.
Yes, good people.
Can anybody just go down and open an account? Do you have to be, like, a member? How does that work? Do you know? Or?
I just read them, buddy.
Okay, all right.
Just read the stuff.
Fair enough. I'm looking for a bank. That's why I asked. 978-454-4980. I'm shopping for a bank.
See, that's whole bank.
That's where he's not all that professional.
No.
Tommy.
He's supposed to say, I really believe in this product.
Right,
I do.
Exactly.
I do.
Tommy,
no, he does.
Did you, not hear him? He said, go to visit MaycomFCU.org.
Yep. Okay, all right. I'll check it out.
There you go.
Because I don't really want a bank. I want a credit union.
Yeah, that's the way to
go. When I say I'm shopping for a bank, I use the term universally.
You know, it's funny. I still have money in the firefighters.
Do you really?
Yeah, my dad was a firefighter.
No,
and that's the best thing. I'm surprised. Aren't the police?
I actually had an account with the Lawrence Firefighters Credit Union up until about 10 years ago. And I was a Teamster at one point, believe it or not. I know he's falling off his chair over
sorry.
There. I worked at UPS. And by the way, that's how I met my daughter's mother. And they offer Teamsters Credit Union stuff. And it was like the loan rates were like 0% for 5 years. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I joined it, and then I think I only lasted like 4 months at UPS.
It's a tough job.
Yeah.
I worked there for
a while. But I just closed my account like 6 weeks ago. Like, literally, I kept getting these statements. You got, like, $11. And every once in a while, they'd hit me with a fee, so I'd replace, like, the $8 fee with another $8 just to keep it open. And finally, I just gave up about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
So who do we got on the line? Is this mayoral candidate Steve Zani from Methuen? It is. Excellent. 978-454-4980 on the Paying Attention Radio program. John Golnick will be back next week, and we want to thank him for allowing us to sit in.
It's off.
Allowing us to sit in and fill in for him. Mr. Zani, Methuen City Councilor Steve Zani, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, Mr. Zani, you are in the final push to be the next mayor of the city of Methuen. You got big, big shoes to fill with Billy Manzi. I don't care whether people like him or they don't.
Right.
The guy's got big shoes, and he did a lot of big things.
Yes,
How do you plan, A, on defeating Al DiNuccio, and B, how do you plan on filling Billy Manzi's shoes?
Like I said in the beginning, congratulations on being back on the air. But in terms of what's happening here, I think the mailers I did, the door-to-door knocking, the flyers, the coffees, the teas. We had a big thing last week at another home. So we've been really pushing over the past 3 weeks. I think a lot of momentum has built, and I think my message has gone out in terms of how to run the city. And as far as Billy Manzi goes, you know, he's been a mayor, and I have to agree that he's been a guy out and about at every single function you can think of. I have a more conservative approach, but the end result is those are things that I'm going to have to do because people like to see you out and about at all these different events. And you're correct. Billy did do an awful lot of that, and the people like to see their mayor. So I think that's going to be an area I'm really going to have to continue some of the things he did with that. And the other part deals with his negotiation style. As you know, the city of Methuen over the last, not this year, but the last 2 years, where other communities looked for their raises, Methuen took 10% cuts across the board for 2 years on the municipal side. So that was a big endeavor, and I think that was a big thing that helped the city to continue its services as they currently are.
Now, do issues, just between you and I, because there's really nobody listening, you know that. and if they are, they won't tell anybody. Do issues really matter? I mean, if you do the mechanics of a campaign correctly and you have no issues, don't you think a candidate can still win? I guess my question is, do the issues really matter?
I think they do. If they resonate with people, I think that's important. I think a lot of, you know, it's a question, do you have a friend? The friend knows a friend, and therefore they're going to vote for their candidate. But I think in most, and you're looking at percentages, that's the other key. You talk about who goes out to vote. When you're talking almost 28,000 voters in Methuen, and we had only 3,000 that came out the primary, there wasn't a lot of things out there in terms of what people needed. But I think in terms of getting your message out to get your vote out, it's important. But a lot of people, you know, they talk about different cities, and you, just like you were talking about Lawrence, a lot of people don't go out to vote. Then they say afterwards, well, gee whiz, I should have gone out to vote. Well, they didn't vote, and then you're stuck with what's there, you know. So, but I think if you have something that's really pertinent to people, such as services, in this case, the ambulance service, which was a big thing, will drive people out. But are we going to get the 50%? No. I think she's already saying 30 to 35% will come out for the election. So in some respects, I think if you can get your message out and people really believe that message is important to the city, fine. But there are people that just don't vote.
Before we let you go, can you do a promo for the show? Can you say this is Methuen Mayor Steve Zani and you're listening to Paying Attention?
Oh, you sure? This is Mayor Steve Zani listening to Paying Attention, of course.
That's awesome. All right, now, do you have anything else that you want to convey to the voters of Methuen? Because I have to tell you that most of our listeners really are from Methuen. They really are.
Well, that's great. All I can say, Tommy, very important. I ask for their vote on Tuesday, November 8th, and I appreciate the consideration when they go to the polls. The polls are open from 7 to 7, and if you want to see the change that people are talking about and you want to see my style, it's very important you get out to vote on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
Now, how do people get in touch with you or your campaign if they want to help?
Well, there's a phone number. We have a headquarters that they can reach me, or they can call me at home at 978-687-6853. Or they can even call my cell at 978-771-0779. And there will be a flyer that's out already with rides if they need a ride to the poll. But we do have people who will be giving people rides to the poll as well. There's a number that will be on the brochure that was sent out to people as well.
All right, now we're going to be doing live election night coverage here on WCAP.
Yep.
On election night. Where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the golf course.
Oh, you're going to be playing golf after the election. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome to come, or if you're going to be on the radio, we'll definitely call in.
All right, definitely. I will text you or email you the phone number to call in on election night, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
All right, Tommy. Thank you so much, and good luck to you as well.
All right, Councilor Zani. Okay. Councilor Steve Zani, who's one of the two finalists in Methuen for mayor. The other finalist is Al DiNuccio, who really took a beating on this show the last couple of years because he promised a debate and then never showed up. But he's made up to it. He's made up for it to us since then, because I think he's been on every single show, on every single station we've been on since that time. We're hoping that he'll call in today, although it is the Saturday before Election Day, and they've got to maximize their potential where they think they need it the most. So if he thinks he needs to be knocking on doors, then he probably isn't going to be able to call in. If he thinks that calling in is going to be advantageous for him because we're going to podcast this show on Facebook and on the Valley Patriot website, and people are going to be listening to it during the week before Election Day, then maybe he will.
How about a Zani DiNuccio debate here?
There have been several Zani DiNuccio debates, but the election's Tuesday.
So you can't do
Had they put us on the air last week, we could have coordinated a debate for today.
Yeah.
But the timing just didn't work.
Right. Who do you think is going to win? Do you know?
You know, up until yesterday, I think Al DiNuccio had it sewed up. And now I think it's kind of evened out a little bit because Steve Zani's got a lot more money. And I know that it doesn't make people happy to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's real. The fact is, money votes. And if you've got more money, you can reach more voters. You can spend more money on mailings. You can buy more radio commercials. You can buy more TV commercials.
Get them to the polls.
You can give people rides to the polls. Mm-hmm. You can rent a van. You can do all kinds of things. So the difference in the two campaigns is that Steve Zani is kind of more of an establishment guy. He's an establishment campaigner, former president of the city council. Al DiNuccio's never held elected office.
Well, who has more name recognition, though, in the town?
Well, believe it or not, I think Al DiNuccio's got more name recognition.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think he does. And that's only because even though Steve Zani has been a city councilor for a long time, Al DiNuccio's profile has been higher. In other words, while Steve Zani was a city councilor, he wasn't very controversial on most issues. He didn't get his name in the paper, and he didn't go out to seek, look at me, and pat himself on the back like some do. Whereas Al DiNuccio has run for a state representative, he's run for mayor before and almost beat Billy Manzi. And his profile has been very, very high since his last defeat at the polls. So I think as of maybe Wednesday of this week, it was Al DiNuccio's to lose. Now I think it's kind of evened out. I think it's going to be very close.
In your estimation, knowing both candidates, what's tell us how they would be different mayors.
Oh, they'd be night and day.
Like, give me the biggest difference between them as mayor.
I think Steve Zani is much more low-key. I think he's a wonk.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to use the word boring because that's kind of insulting, but I'm looking for a word that means that without saying it. Right? So
I'm glad you clarified that for us.
Trying to help out.
However,
I'm just talking about the way he's seen, the way he's perceived. Yeah. And Steve Zani, he's much more cerebral. He's much more into the nuts and bolts of, you know, studying the issues and caring about the issues and, you know, reading all the documents, and he's a wonk. That's what a wonk is, right? Al DiNuccio's the idea guy. Al DiNuccio's exciting. He's got an exciting personality. He walks into a room, he lights up a room even when he's not a candidate. He's been on this show many, many times, and, you know, I hate to say it, but he's actually saved our show a couple of times where we were kind of floundering. He didn't have anything to talk about, and he came in and he just saved the whole show.
I think the best thing about Al DiNuccio is that when he comes in, he gives us donuts and coffee.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was hoping he'd show up today. I was hungry.
Yeah.
But he's not here yet. So.
But basically what you're saying about this is that the mayoral candidate that has the better personality is going to be the better mayor. I mean, is it possible that the guy who actually knows what's going on, the nuts and bolts, the wonk...
On the issues?
...could be better for the city of Methuen?
Is that possible? Yes, but it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Nobody's voting issues. Look, there's really one issue, maybe two issues in this campaign that might make a small percentage of people change their mind or make up their mind about who to vote for. The privatizing of the ambulance issue has been very, very hot. The Methuen firefighters bought a half-page ad in the Valley Patriot excoriating Al DiNuccio because he wants to look at the possibility of privatizing the ambulance services to make money. Now, what this means for the firefighters, at least from their perspective, is they say, look, we're the ones manning the ambulances now. If you privatize the ambulances, you're going to end up getting rid of firefighters.
Mm.
From Al DiNuccio's perspective, he says, no, no, no. We can find a way to do both.
Did Zani make any statement on this?
Zani has been very, very strong against privatizing the ambulances because I think he sees that there's a way to get the firefighters to help you out, and they have.
So there's one difference.
There's one difference. The other one is Al DiNuccio came out and said, I absolutely positively will not raise your taxes, and then at the next debate said he favors a meals tax.
Oh, that's interesting.
So and he says, well, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about, you know what I was talking about, property taxes. But you can't make absolute statements because people hold it against you. I think it's really down to the wire in Methuen. If you put a gun to my head and made me choose who I thought was going to win,
yeah,
I'd say probably Al DiNuccio.
Who is Manzi endorsing? Do you know?
Steve Zani.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because there might be a little bad blood between them from the last election?
No, I think that they just have a much more similar style of governing.
Okay.
Than he and Al DiNuccio is the anti-Bill Manzi. You know, they both have really gregarious personalities. They're both very likable guys, but
they're the same in that respect.
Their stand on the issues. Al DiNuccio is a conservative Tea Party Republican. Bill Manzi is an institutional Democrat whore.
All right.
Well, he is. Okay. Whatever the Democrats say, it's right.
Okay, that might be the best, the most informative thing you've said about this race so far. Al DiNuccio is a Tea Party Republican.
Yes.
And Zani probably isn't.
Zani is an institutional Democrat.
Okay. Well, there's a huge difference, I guess, at least in what they believe in.
We do have a candidate on the line.
We do?
Yeah, and I'm just going to make you laugh and laugh and laugh.
Okay.
You ready? All right, bring the candidate up. Salam alaikum, my friend.
Hello?
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam, how are you?
Good, how are you, my Muslim friend?
Yes. My name is Kamal Bozkurt. I'm running for school committee, District A, Prospect Hill, this great city of Lawrence.
Yes. He's the nearest to Mali, by the way. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to share why I am running, who I am. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. As I said that to you, my name is Kamal Bozkurt, and I am 13 years immigrant from one of the best cities in the world, Istanbul. And I have been living in Lawrence. All my American life is in Lawrence.
Wow.
And I have been working at the Lawrence Public Library for 12 years. That's the main reason I'm running for school committee, because I am dealing every single day with different students from different schools. I am not happy with their attitude. I am not happy with their everything. For that reason, I decided to run school committee. As you know, Tom, I did run 2 years ago, and your good friend Vittorioso said he's not running again. But you know him, he says something today and tomorrow he changed.
That's true.
And for that reason, I'm running again. And hopefully this Tuesday, I will be the winner.
Well, now you're running against Jimmy Vittorioso, who is an institution in Lawrence politics. You're right, he did come on this show a few years ago and say he was running for his last term and then changed his mind again, kind of like Marie Goslin. How do you plan on beating a guy who has been getting elected for decades in the city of Lawrence? I mean, he was on the school committee when I was in high school.
Well, that's a very good question. He told me, to me, personally, he said that, okay, Kamal, this is my last time, and I'll be your mentor. I'm not running again. Now, look at, he's running again. That's fine. And he also, you know, didn't vote for Dr. Bergeron, you know, that 2 months ago. Now he's saying he's ready to vote for her. So he's, as you said, a typical politicians, okay? He changes his mind every month, every day, every week. But I am not a politician at this moment. I am a public servant, because if people, whoever listening to you at this moment, doesn't know, school committee, it doesn't pay. So this is free service, more time. I'm ready to sacrifice myself for my children, for our children, for 13,000 children in city of Lawrence.
Like a political jihad.
Well, but this is the reality. Back to your question. How can I beat him? Well, there are many, hundreds of people doesn't like him anymore. Because, yes, he was a candidate for decades, because nobody was running against him. As far as I know, he didn't spend one penny for any campaign. He's not doing anything. But he thinks, okay, everybody knows me. I am here for decades. Almost century, actually, and yes, I respect what he has done so far, but I think it's time to change, and I am ready to take over from Tuesday.
All right, so you are running in District A, Prospect Hill in Lawrence, against Jim Vittorioso, an institutional school committee member who's been there since I was in Lawrence High School. How can people get in touch with you if they want to help you in these final days?
Well, I have a website which is, I was the only candidate even 2 years ago who has a website which is KemalBozkurt.com.
Just like it sounds.
I'm sorry?
It's just like it sounds, right?
Yeah, KemalBozkurt.com, or if it's okay for you, I can give my phone number.
Yeah,
is it okay?
Please do. Please.
Sure, and then my number is 978-390-2955. They can reach me last 2 days. By the way, right now I take 15 minutes rest because I am visiting every door today and tomorrow, giving my flyer. Everything is there. But in last 3 days, if any citizens have any question, they can call me, they can reach me. I'll be very happy to answer their all questions about me.
All right. Now, if you become a member of the Lawrence School Committee, are they going to put foot washes at Lawrence High School?
They're going to put what? I didn't answer your question. Repeat again, please.
Are you going to fight to put foot washes in the high school for the Muslims?
I think he's joking.
To wash your feet.
Well, you know, Tom, this is, you know, that America is a secular country, sir. One of the best country in the world. I can challenge with anybody. And then I'm running as a secular candidate. But all of us, we have our beliefs. Like, you know, Mitt Romney is a Mormon. Everybody knows. But that's okay. This is a great country. This country gives us great opportunity. And I am taking this opportunity. And I am running. And hopefully, with everybody's help, I will be the winner this Tuesday.
Kamal, my co-host Paul Morano actually has a question.
Hello, Kamal. How are you?
Fine, and you, sir?
Good. Fascinating. You come from Istanbul, Turkey, correct?
That's correct, sir. And I was born in Istanbul, Turkey. That's correct.
And you've been here for 10 years?
13 years, sir. 13 years.
Just curious, what did you find as the biggest culture shock between here and there?
Well, first of all, how did I come here? My sister came here with my brother-in-law at the Northeastern University for his master, and then my sister found my wife, and one day she called me and she said that, I found a girl for you. I said, okay, and then she has to come here. I cannot come to America at that time. So she was born here, my wife, is a Turkish-American,
okay.
Second generation. So my children is the third generation, actually. And then we marry in Istanbul, and I moved here after 3 years of our marriage. And then since then, you know, I became U.S. citizen, and then I am very active. By the way, I forgot to tell, I'm a zoning board member for City of Lawrence for 10 years at the same time. I think I'm the only Turkish-American who is serving this important board, maybe whole America. So anyway, there are many differences, there are many good things, there are many bad things, but honestly, good things are more here in America. For example, I mean, I am running. I became just 5 years ago citizen, right?
Okay.
You cannot find in other countries gives this great opportunity. That's number one. Number two.
Even in Turkey?
I'm sorry?
Even in Turkey, you don't have this kind of opportunity?
Well, first of all, you cannot be citizen easily. You know, it takes too much time than here. Oh. You need to be citizen, right? Yes, in Turkey, if you are a Turkish citizen, you can be. But over there, democracy is different than here. You know, you cannot be individual candidate, all party leaders appointing you, you understand? But America is a great country. That's the reason I have experience to compare with America and other countries. I know European system also. America is a great political system.
Yeah,
I can challenge with anybody. And then second is, you ask, I'm sorry, sir, I forgot your name, by the way.
My name is Paul.
Paul, okay.
Yeah.
Paul, also, you know, I have learned almost 3 languages in this great country without paying one penny. Can you imagine?
Oh.
Show me another countries besides America.
Well, how did you learn these languages then?
Well, maybe I was a little smart, or I was, you know, the person who desperately wants to learn another language. Well, as I said that to you, I am working at the Lawrence Public Library. And Lawrence is a dominant Hispanic, you know that. So everybody speaks Spanish.
Yes.
When people come to the library, they are asking habla español directly. They in their imagination, you know, everybody must speak Spanish in Lawrence, every public employee. So when I had a difficulty with them, I start to learn Spanish. Right now, perfectly, you know, in the library business, I can manage any Spanish Latino citizens. Hmm. And also, when I was in Turkey, you know, my bachelor's was language Arabic, but I never had a chance to speak. So in Lawrence, there are many Lebanese, Christian Lebanese, other Moroccan people, you know, when they come to the library, I start to talk with them. Now my Arabic is much, much better. And also I have learned English. So now if I have opportunity, I want to learn, you know, either another language for next year, maybe Chinese or Farsi.
Oh, Kamal, have you, since you've been here, have you experienced any kind of, or felt any kind of discrimination for being Turkish Muslim?
Only by me.
Except for Tom, being a Turkish Muslim American?
Well, what happened is I never had any problem in Lawrence.
Okay.
Never. And I don't have any other problems in Lawrence at all. When people criticize Lawrence, you know, I defend my city. Honestly, I never have any discrimination. But when I come from my own country, you know, from Turkey, at the airports, not in Boston, surprisingly enough, in New York, I'm not the only one. Something is wrong in New York, not in Boston. They stop, they ask too much questions. That's the only problem. I did personally.
They were profiling you then.
Yes, but when I look at, come on, let's say 1,000 people comes, at almost half of them questioning again.
Can you understand though why they might profile you as to pose a like a blonde grandmother?
You know what? That's the funny part. Also, I asked last time the officers, right?
Yeah.
Homeland Security officer. I asked him nicely, sir. Do you mind to answer me why you are stopping me and asking the same questions again and again? And after 2 and 3 hours, you are saying, okay, so you all said. Mm. And how long it continued this one? And he said, is your name Muhammad? I said, no, my name is not Muhammad. And he asked me, is your name common name? I said, no, my name is not common name, you know, in the Muslim world, right. Jamal.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, but which means, if anybody is named Muhammad, does all Muhammad automatically has to be stopped?
Good.
This is ridiculous. You understand?
No, I think it's a wonderful thing, Kamal. And I think the more Americanized you become, the more you're going to appreciate that we have to do this to protect ourselves from terrorists. I know you're not a terrorist, but if a bunch of Irish people were blowing things up, I would be happy that they were profiling me in an airport because that would make me feel more safe.
No. I am not saying they shouldn't be profiled. Only I am saying we are still number one country in the world, America, right?
Yes.
It should be some system, instead of keeping the people 3 hours, 4 hours, there should be some system, they should finish the job like maximum half hour. That's all I'm telling.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, I don't mind. Listen, I also support if any officer, even the local officer, right, stop me while I'm walking Lawrence, ask me the ID, or, you know, I should answer for security. For security reason, we live in this country. I support 100%. All my problem is they are taking too much time. Imagine if your children with you, small children, innocent children, right?
Yes.
They are penalizing 3 hours, 4 hours for what? For nothing.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm going to make you my co-host someday. Listen, we have to move on, but I'm so glad you called in, Kamal. And my only other question is, if you get elected to the Lawrence School Committee, will you guys have to recess once in a while so you can pray to Mecca?
I already did my Mecca job, so I don't have to go again. And again, Tom, thank you for giving me this opportunity. But it's actually, you know what? It's better when you have different culture, different religion in any organization, either school committee or city councilor or public or state jobs, because people understanding each other.
Yes.
You understand? Maybe we should have Jewish person also. Why don't you run again? You understand?
You want me to run again? I'm running for the state line if I run for anything.
Well, I'm saying it's good because God created us as a different nations, different cultures. But all the problems, we don't talk nicely each other. When we learn each other, believe me, this world will be safer, nicer, and better for all of us.
All right, thank you, Kamal Bozkurt. Salam alaikum, my friend.
Thank you very much, and then thank you, Paul, and hopefully you have a good news Tuesday.
All right. I hope you win just for the entertainment value alone.
Good luck, Kamal.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
And people say that I am prejudiced against Muslims. Can you believe
am
that?
Am I on? Yes. Yes, I cannot believe that, Tom.
It's unbelievable. All right, let's take a quick break. 978.
Quick break.
454, as we wrap up the show. He's like the new Mr. Mali. I'm surprised he didn't win Mr. Mali today.
He didn't win his race, did he, Mr. Mali?
No, he loses every time he runs. Yeah. But that's what makes it fun.
Yes.
He knows he's going to lose. So then he just goes out and he says the most wacky things he can.
Now, does this gentleman, Kamal, have any chance at all?
Probably not. Mm. He's got a chance, but it's just... What gives him a chance is he's working really hard.
Yes.
And his opponent isn't, but his opponent doesn't really have to, so...
Mm.
All right, back after this, 978-454-4980 on the Paying Attention Radio program on WCAP, where everybody gets it.
980 WCAP has the Merrimack Valley covered all day long. Weekday mornings start with the WCDB Channel 5 News on your radio, 5 until 6 a.m. From 6 till 10, join Teddy Panos, Kim Saltmarsh, and Wireless Mike Flynn for Merrimack Valley Radio in the morning. Get the latest news, weather, and traffic. Hear from all the newsmakers and be part of the conversation. From 10 until 11, lighten up with the coffee break. And then from 11 until 3, it's the Midday Cafe with me, Jack Baldwin. We'll talk some news, we'll have some fun, give some stuff away. You never know what might happen. Then from 3 to 5:30, Ryan Johnston and Evan Heidenrich get you caught up on the day's news, weather, and traffic on Merrimack Valley Radio in the afternoon. Then it's 90 minutes of news, Channel 5 News from 5:30 to 6:30, and ABC World News with Diane Sawyer from 6:30 to 7 every weeknight. We've got the Merrimack Valley covered all day long. We're 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
I love you, Shakira. Screw Mr. Molly. I'm going to listen to this for the rest of the show. See, now you mentioned Mr. Molly. And there he is. He's on the line. I don't know how that happened. This is too funny. Kamal Bozkurt and Mr. Molly. I don't know if I could take two of them. In the same show?
One right after the other, too.
Somebody asked me when I told them I posted on Facebook on Thursday that the show was coming back.
Yeah.
And I instantly got an email from someone that everybody knows, who's a friend of mine, like a public person. And he sent me an email and just with one word, why? So I called him up and go, what do you mean, why? He goes, why would they bring you back? Why? And I said, because it's entertaining. That's the only answer. Because it's not because people like me, because most people don't like me. In fact, I like that most people don't like me. And it's not that I do a good job, because I really don't do a good job. And it's not that it's a really informative show, because sometimes it is, but it's usually not because of me. Really, the only thing I bring to the table is entertainment. If I can find a way to make something funny, because I find something funny about everything, then I think it's good radio. So, do we really have Mr. Mali on the line, or you guys are just breaking my chops? Mr. Mali, you are welcoming to the Valley Patriot, to the Valley Patriots... Tom Dugan on Paying Attention on WCAP.
Congratulations. You really made my science day.
Really,
I'm really happy you be back on the air, because you're the most informative journalist. And anytime we have the political debate in your radio show, you really give a fair chance to everybody. You give good information to the citizens. And really, I'm honored, you know, to hear you back on the air, because you really big help for the citizens, especially in days of election. They don't know nothing, you know, you can help them to decide better as far as election. You can get the citizen more involved. And you're really, really good thing happening to our community. Tommy Julian Lane, you know, is a really important journalist name.
I try to be as fair as I can. I even let the Muslim candidate on.
Right? You had any candidate? Yes, you had. I was in your radio show for debate. You know, you were very fair. You give a chance, and also your shows are very informative for the people, because many people listen and learn from you.
Well, listen, I don't want to rain on your parade here, and I certainly appreciate all of the praise. Please keep doing that as much as you can. But You are on the ballot for school committee. You know you're going to get clobbered on Tuesday, right?
Absolutely. It does not matter. It's the most important thing for me as a citizen to be involved, win or lose, one vote or a thousand votes. It doesn't matter. I want to be involved, and one of the ways to be involved to run, it is to run for the office, in my opinion. You know, doesn't matter, win or lose, I remain active.
Well, and I certainly admire that about you. The difference, though, I think is, I think Kamel Bosgard, who's running on the north side, you're running against Jen Cooper. I think the difference is Kamel admits to being a Muslim. Do you want to admit now on this show, finally, that you are a Muslim?
Absolutely no. I respect all the religion, but my parents are, you know, Armenian. The first, you know, people accepted Jesus as their, you know, savior, and I'm proud to be a Middle Eastern, but a Christian.
Yes. So you're an Armenian Christian?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you sticking with that answer? you can phone a friend if you want.
Who's the friend?
No, it was a joke. All right, well, listen, Mr. Mali, I certainly appreciate you calling in on our first show back on WCAP, and I really want you to call in next week to tell us, you know, to thank your supporters and to thank the people who voted for you, all 59 of them, and
next week going to be around 40, so around 40 out there.
Okay, all right, very good.
Thank you so much for giving that chance. You really made my Saturday. The best thing happened this month. Okay. It's an early Christmas gift.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Mali.
Have a great day, Thomas. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I swear to God, this is the best gig on radio. I don't care. You know, I know Howard Stern thinks he's got the best gig in radio, and now he really... The only reason he thinks that is because he's getting paid a little bit more money than me.
Yeah, just a little.
Other than that, no. I get the best gig on radio. That was the funniest hour I think I've ever done in radio. We have somebody else on the line? We do. All right, you're on the air. You're on the air. In a windstorm.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, actually, I'm far away and outside, but probably for two reasons. Number one, welcome back to the airwaves. And I thought that Will Antigua was El Jefe. I heard him call you the chief. What's up with that?
Well, that's how it started. He started off calling me Tommy Dugan the chief, and then when we stopped being friends anymore to mock him, I started calling him Will Antigua the chief.
Well, but I am a little concerned because I thought I was going to hear Jack's dulcet tones.
You thought you were going
to
hear what?
I thought I was going to hear Uncle Jack. Did you have you tied him up and put him in the corner of the studio?
Yes, he's actually exactly where he is. He's in the corner over there as I look.
Well, I want to let you know that you have a lot of listeners in Chelmsford right now with the power back, and they've asked me to ask you for a favor.
Absolutely.
And here it is. The Chelmsford Fine Arts Department at the high school is in a contest with an organization called GLEE, G-L-E-E. And people needed to vote online. And until the big power failure, the Chelmsford Fine Arts program was leading the pack. They've now fallen way behind, and they would like everyone that's listening to paying attention to please go to www.glee.com and vote for Chelmsford High School, CHS. Now, right. So that I know you understood that, can you say that back to me?
I did, and not only am I going to allow people who are listening to my show to go to www.gleegiveanote.com, I'm going to post it on Facebook after the show so my 4,000 Facebook friends will see it.
They would like that a lot. It's through no fault of Chelmsford's with all that power failure, and the voting closes tomorrow. The 7th, November 7th, Monday, at the end of the day. So people can vote today, they can vote tomorrow, and they can vote Monday. And we need to bring Chelmsford up to par.
All right. Sounds great.
Speaking of sounding great, so do you, and we're looking forward to next week, whatever time paying attention comes on.
Right. I think people will find us no matter where we are.
I think they will, and we're delighted. Everybody here at 980 WCAP is delighted to have you back, Tommy. You're one of a kind. It's nice to see that you become fair and balanced during your absence.
Well, yeah, not really. Just wait. I'm being good. It's my first show. All I can say,
all right, and remind everybody to get out and vote on Tuesday in Lowell, November 8th.
All I can say, Colonel Sam, is you're a very brave man.
You take care and have a great final few moments.
All right, thank you, Colonel Sam Poulton, owner of WCAP, the new owner of WCAP. in and of itself. Who I mean, I don't know. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought a year ago, Paul?
Nobody that I know of.
I know, I certainly didn't think. Actually, when I left, I kind of did. I kind of knew I'd always be back. I just didn't think it would be this soon.
Mm.
I thought I'd be coming in a wheelchair from the Sunrise Nursing Home, you know, doing voiceovers.
Which is only about a couple years away.
Yeah, really. We have Al DiNuccio on the line with, what, 11 seconds left in the show? Good job, Al.
The best I can do, I'm sorry, but yeah. I just wanted to welcome you back. The stars are aligned. The universe is all key now. Tommy Duggan's back.
Yeah.
You got the great, powerful Paul with you. I love it. Fantastic.
Is this awesome?
It really is. I apologize. I was at another event and I couldn't call in, but I wanted to. I'm glad I got an opportunity.
Well, I would have loved to give you the equal time that we gave your opponent, but he called when we had time.
That's okay. I don't need a whole lot of time. I'm just asking for the voters' votes on Tuesday for change. If you really want change in the city of Methuen, I am the face of change. I'm the only one talking about new ideas and moving the city forward.
All right. Now, two things before we let you go. Number one, if you win, will you come into the studio next week and talk to our listeners and thank your supporters?
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
All right. And number two, tell people how they can get in touch with you. If they want to help your campaign.
Okay, our phone number is 978-360-1298. That's 978-360-1298. We're on www.DiNuccio.com or on Facebook under Al DiNuccio.
All right, one more thing. I need you to say, this is Methuen Mayor Al DiNuccio, and you're listening to Paying Attention.
This is Methuen Mayor Al DiNuccio, and you are listening to Paying Attention.
All right, very good. You follow directions well. You might win.
Thank you. Good luck to both of you, Paul. Paulie, you know I love you, brother.
Thank you. Good luck to you on Tuesday.
Where's the party?
We'll be at headquarters, 5 Pelham Street.
You're gonna cram like 500 people into a room that holds 5?
I hope there's 500 people there. That'd be great.
All right. See you after the election.
Thank you, guys. Have a great time. Good luck to you.
Take care. You too.
Bye.
I forgot to ask him to call into CAP election night, but I'll do that when we get off the air.
So what do we have? We have like a minute and a half left?
That's it.
What do we have, like a minute and a half left, Timmy? Yeah? Okay.
Well, welcome back, Tom, to WCAP Airwaves.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for joining me again. I called Paul and said, I'm going back on CAP. Do you want to come? And he goes, why? Like, why do you want me? Like, you don't even like me. I'm like, I know I don't like you, but I want you on the show. He said, why? I said, I don't even know why. I just want you here.
It was a fair question to ask.
And I still don't have an answer.
All right. Well, when you think about it, let me know.
All right. Next week, we're going to have people, the winning and losing candidates, calling in and coming in to thank their supporters. We're not going to bore you with that for 2 hours. We're going to have some surprise guests. We've got some great topics going on. You can listen, by the way, during the week to election coverage on Tuesday night here on WCAP, live election coverage as the numbers come in. Kim Saltmarsh and Teddy and Jack, all the guys are going to be here. And we're also going to be doing Valley Patriot news updates on WCAP during the week, during the news. We're actually going to be part of the news crew now here at CAP. So if you love the show, or at least you love what we do here, you should be listening, even online, you should be listening to WCAP during the week to get all of your news about Lawrence, Methuen, Haverhill, North Andover, the entire area. Not just the Lowell area, but the northern part of Essex County here in WCAP. Is that Mel Taylor? Melvin Taylor from right here in Lowell.
Back next week at noon to 2?
Yes.
Noon to
2. Melvin Taylor says we got to go home, so go home already. By the way, I want to say hi to Justice and my Penny. We're both listening to you. I love you both.
980 WCAP, Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, Methuen, Nashua, and Salem, New Hampshire, serving the Merrimack Valley.
Here's the latest from ABC.